I once had a chance to visit composer Aaron Copland at home. He was in decline, but still, what a treat. We asked him to play something on the piano, thinking maybe a little fanfare for the common man. And in a way, that is what he played. He launched into Sondheim's Send in the Clowns. Perfect. Copland had an ear for popular culture. Here's one of the best examples of that from the wartime 1940s. Now, didn't that make you just sit right up? It's Aaron Copland's Rodeo. He wrote it for choreographer Agnes DeMille and the Ballet Russe de Monte Carlo, which moved to the U.S. during World War II. Copland is often called the Dean of American Composers, but he grew up in New York, a city kid. He said that like every American, he grew up with a sense of cowboys and what the West must have felt like. Our classical music lover, Fran Hoffner, has been thinking a lot about Copland. She writes a classical music column for The All in her own No Holds Barred. We often have to censor her voice. And so for people who are saying, oh, Copland, I've heard that a million times, Fran, you combine the fact that you were listening to a lot of Brahms and watching Fast and Furious movies to conclude you needed some Copland?
Yeah, so I had spent sort of the first quarter of this year reading this giant Brahms biography, and I was listening to a lot of Brahms, and I love sort of that late romantic German classical music, but it is really heavy and very intense to listen to, and it had been like over 2 months of only Brahms, essentially, and Wagner and the Schumanns, and I was watching Fast Five, which is the fifth Fast and Furious movie, for work. which should tell you a lot about my job, but there's a line The Rock says where someone gives him sort of like, do you want the good news or the bad news? And they give him the good news first, then he goes, okay, so give me the damn veggies. And I just loved that quote. It made me laugh so much, even though I'd already seen this movie before. And I was like, I've had 2 months of this German classical music. These are my veggies. And I wanted to just like move on with the dessert.
Mm-hmm. Or as you say, brownie sundae stuff, I kid you not. Aaron Copland's Rodeo. Look, you know, as you write, while it's Dvorak we credit with the invention of an American sound, Copland perfected it. I mean, this jazzes you so much. Me too. Why? Yeah. What about Copland?
I mean, it's just so easy to listen to and so fun to listen to. And it really is meant to be enjoyed by the masses.
Well, let's listen to some of the opening movement, Buckaroo Holiday. Hell yeah.
Yeah. It's so much fun.
But let's remind ourselves, I mean, what is he describing here?
So this was written for a ballet, and it's basically this, it's about a cowgirl, this sort of headstrong female protagonist in this ballet. It's very classic Americana, as you said up top. It's meant to sort of inspire joy and strength, and I think it does so in such a beautiful way.
And here we hear one of the most, as you write, de-effing lightful trombone solos in the history of music.
It's so playful.
Yeah. I mean, it's as you write, the trombone's time to shine.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's also just heartbreaking music in the choral nocturne. Talk a little bit about the sound.
The choral nocturne is very sweet. It's very sweet and wistful. I think I describe it as sort of like a night out on a porch in August, in that sort of end of summer nostalgia kind of mood. it really breaks up the excitement of this ballet in such a nice way. It sort of paces out your emotional connection to it and lets you catch your breath.
Well, it's also, remember, it's wartime. So there are a lot of empty chorales, you know, at this point. And Copland initially said he didn't want to write another cowboy ballet. He'd already written one called Billy the Kid, which we're grateful for, also gorgeous.
I mean, Billy the Kid is so great, but Rodeo just has so much more emotional depth to it. And as fun and as it is to listen to, I think does have this sort of undercurrent of loss of what America was for a time. And it might be kind of a, you know, put upon nostalgia for the piece, but it does sort of reflect maybe that mid-war attitude of why can't things be the way they were?
No, yeah. You love Leonard Bernstein, but this recording is Leonard Slatkin at the Detroit Symphony because it includes the third movement of Rodeo, which isn't often included. And as you say, I kid you not, it's called Ranch House Party.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, ragtime.
Yeah, I just loved getting a little bit of piano in there. Reminds me of Joplin, and it is sort of, it almost feels a little bit like an intermission between sort of the first two halves of this, but I do like it, and I think I didn't originally even know about Ranch House Party until I was researching Rodeo, and now I sort of don't want to hear it without it. It does feel incomplete to me now if I don't include this little bit.
Well, now we move on to Saturday Night Waltz. Your favorite section. Explain why.
I just am so moved by it every time I listen to it. I think it does capture that very, you know, tragic mid-war attitude of yearning and love. And I think it's really earned by this point in the ballet. Like, he's had his, like, fun in Buckaroo Holiday, and even just coming after Ranch House Party, this is such a paced out, beautiful dance. And I mean, it's still a waltz. It's not particularly slow, or, you know, it's not an adagio or anything like that, but it does have this drawn out, moving melody to it.
You say this shows Copland is as great as Brahms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he really does get at the depth that Brahms was really yearning for in some of his darker and moodier pieces. And I don't think just because something is popular or catchy means it can't always have the same depth.
Yeah. All right, in the final movement, everybody just pick up something nearby and get ready to bang on it, because you can play too for Hoedown. Let's listen. Sounds like an orchestra warming up.
Yeah, I love that part of the beginning. It almost has to, like, catch up to itself.
Yeah. There's the woodblock.
I love that woodblock. And sawing on, like, the cellos and the basses is so fun.
When you see a good performance of this, they are having fun.
Yeah.
And you played percussion, so for you.
Yeah, I've played this hoedown movement.
Yeah.
Only.
And it's fun.
Yeah, it's super fun. I got to play the xylophone part for this, which is such a blast.
Well, there's everything. Triangles, snares, as you write, crash cymbals, woodblock, xylophone. There's a trumpet, solo, clarinet. It seems simple, but what are we hearing that's uniquely American here?
just the unabashed sort of joy in it. I think a lot of sort of the European artists I've like gone back and looked through were trying to capture bigger things about progress and fate and love, but in a way that tortured them so much that it made a lot of their music occasionally very miserable. Beautiful and interesting, but no doubt very sad to listen to. And this has such an sort of unleashed, unbridled joy.
All from the imagination of a kid from the city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's Fran Hoffner. She writes the classical music column for The All with her deconstruction of Aaron Copland's Rodeo. Fran, thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you.